At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this very special edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. And I am here to tell you right now that the golden age of American history has now commenced. We are going to be taking you directly to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Guys, if we can bring that down just a smidge. We're going to be bringing you live to the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol in just a matter of moments as President Trump delivers his inaugural address. Just moments ago, at the top of the hour, the president taking the oath of office, he is now officially the 47th president of these great United States. Folks, we're going to have a wonderful time today as we celebrate the golden era of American history, and it's happening right here live in real time. We have some great guests, Robin Poffman, our national correspondent, live in Washington, D.C. Right now, we are watching the national events unfold from our nation's capital. Let's go right now to the rotunda of the Capitol building. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce to you the 45th and the 47th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much, everybody. Well, thank you very, very much. Vice President Vance, Speaker Johnson, Senator Thune, Chief Justice Roberts, Justices of the United States Supreme Court, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and my fellow citizens. The golden age of America begins right now. Yeah. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer. During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first. Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end. And our top priority will be to create a nation that is proud, prosperous, and free. America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before. I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success. A tide of change is sweeping the country, sunlight is pouring over the entire world, and America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before. But first, we must be honest about the challenges we face. While they are plentiful, they will be annihilated by this great momentum that the world is now witnessing in the United States of America. As we gather today, our government confronts a crisis of trust. For many years, a radical and corrupt establishment has extracted power and wealth from our citizens while the pillars of our society lay broken and seemingly in complete disrepair. We now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad. It fails to protect our magnificent, law-abiding American citizens, but provide sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions that have illegally entered our country from all over the world. We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders or, more importantly, its own people. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly. And other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burn. From weeks ago, without even a token of defense, they're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting. But we can't let this happen. Everyone is unable to do anything about it. That's going to change. We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves in many cases, to hate our country despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change starting today, and it will change very quickly. My recent election is a mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place, and to give the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, and indeed their freedom. From this moment on, America's decline is over. Our liberties and our nation's glorious destiny will no longer be denied, and we will immediately restore the integrity, competency, and loyalty of America's government. Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history, and I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is why each day under our administration of American patriots, we will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and strength. We will move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day. It is my hope that our recent presidential election will be remembered as the greatest and most consequential election in the history of our country. As our victory showed, the entire nation is rapidly unifying behind our agenda with dramatic increases in support from virtually every element of our society, young and old, men and women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, urban, suburban, rural. And very importantly, we had a powerful win in all seven swing states. And the popular vote, we won by millions of people. To the Black and Hispanic communities, I want to thank you for the tremendous outpouring of love and trust that you have shown me with your vote. We set records, and I will not forget it. I've heard your voices in the campaign, and I look forward to working with you in the years to come. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and his honor, this will be a great honor. But in his honor, we will strive together to make his dream a reality. We will make his dream come true. National unity is now returning to America, and confidence and pride is soaring like never before. In everything we do, my administration will be inspired by a strong pursuit of excellence and unrelenting success. We will not forget our country. We will not forget our Constitution. And we will not forget our God. Can't do that. Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense. It's all about common sense. First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my Remain in Mexico policy. I will end the practice of catch and release. And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country. Under the orders I signed today, we will also be designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. And by invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, I will direct our government to use the full and immense power of federal and state law enforcement to eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks, bringing devastating crime to U.S. soil.
And this is the Todd Stern Show. We are listening to President Trump's live inauguration remarks. We have to take a mandatory break. We'll be right back. You know, we talk about what's happening with the economy, and I want to encourage you as you go into 2025 to take a long, hard look at where your money is invested. And if it's all in the stock market, you need to think about that really hard. My recommendation is to diversify your retirement plan, your savings, whatever you're trying to do. You need to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum. And that's why my friends at Priority Gold are really, really anxious to talk to you. Priority Gold, they make it very easy to diversify. You got to act now, though, and this is not some sort of a pressure thing. They just want to send you a free gold investor guide. They've got two decades of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and they want to send you a free gold investor guide. Now, folks, if you're following the numbers, gold already up 21% this year and still climbing. And so this is a great opportunity to take a long, hard look at your retirement plans. By the way, if you're a young person, maybe you just got some Christmas money, might be a good idea for you to take a look at investing in gold as well. So here's what I want you to do. Write this number down. Text the word golden to 24999. That's golden to 24999. You're going to get a free gold investor guide. And it's not going to be a pressure sale here, folks. That's not how Priority Gold operates. They want to educate you first, and then you can make a smart decision. So again, text the word golden to 24999. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special edition of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It's Inauguration Day, and folks, it is a great day to be an American. Now, we're coming back. We've got to take another quick break here. When we come back, we're going right back to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, and we're also going to be taking your calls. I want you to write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And the question is very simple. What do you want to see President Trump do today? There are so many executive orders that are going to be coming down. As a matter of fact, we can tell you that later this afternoon, in place of the inaugural parade, there will be an event at the Capital One Arena in Washington. A small desk has already been erected, and President Trump is literally going to be signing executive orders in front of a crowd of about 20,000 people there. Now, we do know that the mass deportations are set to commence any moment now, and we understand they're going to be happening in cities, sanctuary cities across the nation. So we're keeping an eye on that. Also, some breaking news just moments ago, and we have the story at ToddStearns.com. We can tell you that Joe Biden, in his official last act in office, issued pardons for the entire Biden family crime syndicate. So we'll get into more of that a little bit later on. But again, We'll be taking you right back to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda after our bottom of the hour news break. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. It's Inauguration Day, folks. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. And the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go right back to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. President Trump giving his inaugural address.
Untold dangers, won the Wild West, ended slavery, rescued millions from tyranny, lifted billions from poverty, harnessed electricity, split the atom, launched mankind into the heavens, and put the universe of human knowledge into the palm of the human hand. If we work together, there is nothing we cannot do and no dream we cannot achieve. Many people thought it was impossible for me to stage such a historic political comeback. But as you see today, here I am. The American people have spoken. I stand before you now as proof that you should never believe that something is impossible to do. In America, the impossible is what we do best. From New York to Los Angeles, from Philadelphia to Phoenix, from Chicago to Miami, from Houston to right here in Washington, D.C., our country was forged and built by the generations of patriots who gave everything they had for our rights and for our freedom. They were farmers and soldiers, cowboys and factory workers, steel workers and coal miners, police officers and pioneers who pushed onward, marched forward, and let no obstacle defeat their spirit or their pride. Together they laid down the railroads, raised up the skyscrapers, built great highways, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and triumphed over every single challenge that they faced. After all we have been through together, we stand on the verge of the four greatest years in American history. With your help, we will restore America's promise, and we will rebuild the nation that we love, and we love it so much. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So to every parent who dreams for their child and every child who dreams for their future, I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. We are going to win like never before. Thank you. In recent years, our nation has suffered greatly, but we are going to bring it back and make it great again, greater than ever before. We will be a nation like no other, full of compassion, courage, and exceptionalism. Our power will stop all wars and bring a new spirit of unity to a world that has been angry, violent, and totally unpredictable. America will be respected again and admired again, including by people of religion, faith, and goodwill. We will be prosperous. We will be proud. We will be strong, and we will win like never before. We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, there we go. You just heard President Trump moments ago ramping up his remarks, which were somewhat brief. The president, you can hear the applause in the background continuing as the president ramps up. What I was really an inspirational and truly inspiring message to the nation. Let's listen back in.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing America the Beautiful, please welcome the Armed Forces Chorus and Carrie Underwood.
This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And we are waiting to hear from Carrie Underwood singing America the Beautiful. Looks like there's a little bit of a delay there, folks, as they're trying to get all the musicians and the singers and the instruments in place. Of course, all of this was put together at the last minute after the president and the inaugural committee decided to move all of the ceremonies indoors to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. What you did not hear during the president's remarks were the thousands of people that were gathered inside the arena, not too terribly far from the Capitol building, where some 20,000 Trump supporters were gathered, cheering, chanting, a huge, huge celebration underway there. President Trump will be gathering there momentarily.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
So apparently they had some sort of a musical malfunction, and Carrie Underwood just ripped out an incredible a cappella rendition of America the Beautiful, and the entire crowd started singing along there. Let's go ahead and keep up the feed there, folks.
We'll now introduce the benediction clergy.
I now call on Rabbi Ari Berman, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, and Reverend Frank Mund to provide prayers of benediction.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your prophet Jeremiah walked the streets of Jerusalem and blessed its inhabitants with the Hebrew words, Baruch HaGever Esheyivtach BaHashem. Blessed is the one who trusts in God. Thousands of years later, this great nation, which adopted these words as its motto, In God We Trust, stands at a moment of historic opportunity. Americans are searching for meaning. Our merciful Father, help us rise to meet this moment. Bless President Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance with the strength and courage to choose the right and the good. Unite us around our foundational biblical values of life and liberty, of service and sacrifice, and especially of faith and morality, which George Washington called the indispensable supports of American prosperity. Guide our schools and college campuses, which have been experiencing such unrest, to inspire the next generation to pair progress with purpose, knowledge with wisdom, and truth with virtue. Hear the cry of the hostages, both American and Israeli, whose pain our president so acutely feels. We are so thankful for the three young women who yesterday returned home, and pray that the next 4 years brings peace to Israel and throughout the Middle East. Almighty God, grant all Americans the opportunity to realize our shared dream of a life filled with peace and plenty, health and happiness, compassion and contribution. Stir within us the confidence to rise to this moment. For while we trust in God, God's trust is in us, the American people. America is called to greatness, to be a beacon of light and a mover of history. May our nation merit the fulfillment of Jeremiah's blessing, that like a tree planted by water, we shall not cease to bear fruit. May all of humanity experience your love and your blessing. May it be thy will, and let us say amen.
Amen, Rabbi. All right, well done, sir. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Want to give you a rundown of what's about to happen. President Trump and the presidential party is expected to leave the Capitol Rotunda just momentarily. After this, the crook, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, the drunk, they're going to be getting on board helicopters, and they'll be heading off to wherever they're going to go. Then, 1 o'clock Eastern, President Trump will start signing nominations, proclamations, and executive orders. And this is what we've been waiting for. This is going to be a big, big deal. Still a lot of things happening up on Capitol Hill. You've got the inaugural luncheon. President Trump will review the troops. And then the inaugural parade kicks off at 3 o'clock Eastern. And that's all going to take place inside the Capitol One Arena there in Washington, D.C. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We're also going to be taking your calls as well. A number of our stations joining us after the remarks, the president's remarks. We want to welcome everybody back to the show. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show on Inauguration Day.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Oh,
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And the final prayers going out there inside the Capitol Rotunda. You know who's missing from all of this? They had this crazy pro-Hamas imam that was supposed to be a part of the ceremony. He's a no-show. Instead, they added a second rabbi. So you had two Christian ministers, and then you had the rabbi there. So that's interesting. Folks, I'm telling you, it's going to be a terrific time in American history. We really are entering, as President Trump said, this golden age of American history. By the way, you got to give it up for Carrie Underwood, right? Man, she belted out America the Beautiful. There was some sort of a major technical glitch with the music. And so she said, you know what? We're just going to do this a cappella. She's belting it out. And you know, a lot of these, here's what you don't know about a lot of these big time singers and performers. A lot of them are auto-tuned out the wazoo. But what you heard Carrie Underwood was honest to goodness, good old fashioned Southern country. She belted it out like a good alto would.
She's making Tennessee very proud.
She's the rock star here.
Imagine if Taylor Swift has to use auto-tune. Imagine if Taylor Swift's music would have went out.
Oh, she would have been cursing somebody out right there. Yeah. Right there on the, yeah, she would have been cussing somebody.
It was a little bit awkward. I was watching it in real time. Kamala Harris looked like she, have you been watching Kamala Harris, Todd? I've got to get your opinion.
Yeah, I think she's been hitting the Josh. That's what I think's going on.
They're like, it's time to make the country great. She's sitting there. Everybody, even Joe Biden, is standing up, and she's sitting there with their arms folded. She's not happy.
No, she's a sore loser, that one. She's a sore loser. But what I'm going to say, let me say this about Carrie Underwood. Then the entire room, I mean, everybody in that room knew their assignment today, and they just all joined in, and she crushed it. We're going to play some audio, Ben, from this pastor. You had a black minister. He's the guy from Detroit who invited President Trump to come into his church. And I think that was, again, one of the more defining moments of the campaign trail.
Yeah.
When President Trump went into these areas of the nation that Republicans normally don't go, that guy delivered a hellfire and brimstone prayer.
He brought the house down. We're going to grab that audio for hour number two. Lots of money bites coming in. Oh, the opera guy's back.
Oh, you know what? Let's listen into the little bit of the singing here. Wearing like a blue velvet blazer there. All right. There you go. A powerful rendition of the national anthem. So we're running about, the ceremony is running about 35 minutes behind schedule, which is not too bad. But from here, they're going to be sending off Biden and Harris. And then President Trump gets very busy signing executive orders. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Your reaction to the president's address coming up, 901-260-5926. We have all sorts of content for you to check out over at ToddStearns.com. Be sure to do that in the break. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. Happy Inauguration Day, everybody. And wow, what a terrific first hour of the show. We were able to bring you a majority of President Trump's remarks. And I will tell you right now that it is going to be a fast and furious day, not just here on this program, but in Washington, D.C., as President Trump begins to implement some 200 executive orders. Now, we're going to be seeing a lot of stuff happening over the next 24 hours. We understand from the border czar, Tom Holman, that there will be the raids will soon begin within the next few hours, and the roundup of illegal aliens is going to commence. As a matter of fact, you had the sheriff in Polk County, Florida, Grady Judd, telling folks yesterday, telling the illegals, if you are an illegal, you need to self-deport. Otherwise, you're going to jail and you're never coming back to America again. So a lot of stuff happening. While President Trump was giving his remarks inside the Capitol Rotunda, you had about 20,000 people inside the Capitol One arena, and they were just going bonkers for Trump. Here's how that sounded. Cut number 10. Now, if you can imagine, that's what it sounded like. Today. I mean, wait, can you imagine when President Trump actually comes into the arena? It's going to be truly remarkable. Well, our very own Robin Poffman is live in Washington, D.C. Robin, tell us where you are and what's the mood?
I'm actually looking, Todd. I've been driving by, circling. I'm looking at the south lawn of the White House, waiting for Trump to arrive here. And I've been talking to people on the mall by the Washington Monument, where the flags, by the way, are back up, you know, for the inauguration. They were at half staff for the passing of Jimmy Carter, but every flag I've seen is back up full. And, you know, people are walking around, Trump hats, the red, white, and blue leggings and coats and 45 and 47 signs, and everyone in a good mood. I think for some people it was disappointing, you know, that they couldn't have this outdoor venue, but it's biting cold. And I really think, and you know, you talk to 10 out of 10 people and they think, you know, Trump was way more secure having the ceremony, taking the oath inside the Capitol about a mile away from here. A beautiful day in Washington, Todd. Probably the most unbelievable political comeback story of our entire lifetime, without a doubt.
Robin, you have to go all the way back to Grover Cleveland. He is the only other president in American history to serve non-consecutive terms. And Donald Trump is going into the history books for a lot of reasons, that being one of them. But I tell you, the mood, the scene inside of that Capitol Rotunda was one of excitement and jubilation. And this idea, and I want to play some audio here. This is President Trump talking about the mood and what's happening. Cut number 3.
By the time the sun sets tomorrow evening, the invasion of our borders will have come to a halt, and all the illegal border trespasses.
All right. Well, that was yesterday. That was yesterday at the big rally. But I will say this, Robin, when the president brought that back up today, there was a great enthusiasm inside the rotunda.
Yeah, because, see, that's the number one thing. I've been in D.C. now for 2 days, and every person you ask, everyone, you know, wearing an American flag hat or a shirt or a sweatshirt, you say to them, hey, what's the number one thing your number one agenda item that you want this man to do, and they will tell you it is to seal the border and get rid of all the illegal aliens that have flooded our country, that have killed our children and women, and rapes and murders and burglaries and all this crime. People have had enough. We're literally, Todd, at the tipping point. And I thought it was, for me, the most powerful moment of the whole speech is Trump saying that he feels that we were saved by God to make America great again. And I have to tell you, Todd, I'm a believer. I know you're a believer. So many in your audience are believers. That, to me, is the biggest takeaway of that moment. When he raised his hand on the Bible and you know, takes the oath and swearing in for a second time, it's so big you can't even get your arms around it that this man survived two assassination attempts that we know about.
As a matter of fact, Robin, that audio you were just talking about, we've got that cut here. Let's listen to that.
Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history. And I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again.
You know, I don't want to bring up a quote from the Blues Brothers, but I think he really is on a mission from God here, Robin. And I mean, when it all sort of makes sense when you see it through that lens.
Absolutely. And I think he's had plenty of time to ruminate and think about the things that he could have done differently the first time around, not knowing the swamp, how deep the swamp was. All these people, the FBI, Comey, all these people that were never batting for Team Trump. And now he knows Washington. And, you know, the rally last night, Todd, really felt like, how do I say this? Like the old Trump from New York and New Jersey that you and I covered for years and years. Speaking for myself, I covered him way back in the day in New Jersey and New York City when everybody loved him, when the rappers loved him, when Hillary Clinton, you know, was at the wedding. You know, it goes on and on. The people in Atlantic City, everybody loved him, left and right, Republicans and Democrats. When he was they loved him before he had the big R in front of his name and ran for a Republican. And I felt that last night with, you know, the head of the WWE, with wrestling, with Kid Rock, with rappers. I mean, you could go on and on down the list. Actors from Hollywood. Coming out now, you know, coming out of the closet, supporting this man, you know, because now it's cool to support Trump. And it really reminds me of the man that people knew and loved before he decided to run back in 2016. That's my take on it.
Robin Poffman joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line as we watch Marine One getting ready to lift off, taking Joe Biden back to Delaware, or at least to Andrews, and then off to Delaware. President Trump getting ready for a luncheon. He's also going to be signing some initial executive orders, getting things ready to rock and roll there. Later today, the inaugural parade taking place at Capital One Arena, where all those thousands of people are gathered. You know, Robin, one of the arguments was, well, Trump didn't want to have it outdoors because the crowd wasn't going to be so large. Well, we did some checking here, and about the hotel occupancy rate is about 80%, which is actually larger than Obama's first inauguration. So I don't think that was really the issue. I suspect, Robin, because right now it is colder in Memphis than it is Washington, D.C., I think there were some serious security concerns they knew about but didn't want to tell us about.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, for anyone who's ever, you know, been here in Washington, D.C. on the Mall, so they hand out, they did hand out for this event 250,000 ticket. So those are the people. You get a little ticket, you wear it around your neck or pin it on yourself, and you can actually, you know, get a standing area or actually be seated. And then on top of that 250,000 people, you have just your, you know, people that are showing up in their car from surrounding states and areas, people flying in from all over the world. I spoke to a person from a lady who from Hawaii who had a like a little flower in her hat. I'm like, what's up with you? Where are you from? She's like, oh, I flew in from Hawaii for this. I voted for Trump three times. And so the point being that there are so many people here, it would have been way north of 250,000. The hotels are packed. And that's all left-wing nonsense. I'll tell you also one other thing, Todd, because I know, you know, you follow media bias, and I certainly do. I was listening to the CNN feed. And those folks over at CNN, they still are not getting it. The command from up above, from management, has not come down to the on-air people that were doing the play-by-play prior to the swearing-in. And the bias and the upsetment was literally oozing out of their mouths. Any dig that they could get in, they were doing it. And I'll tell you, a lot of these left-wing mainstream media organizations like the CNNs and the MSNBCs are going to have a really hard time growing their audience if they keep it up.
Yes, yes, they are. Well, Rahman, we're going to have to leave it there. Have fun. Stay bundled up there. And we'll be checking in with you a little bit later on.
Okay, I've got my red, white, and blue baseball cap shining. And I'll send you a little selfie in front of the monument.
Oh, we got to have a selfie. All right, send that, Robin. Robin Poffman, live in Washington, D.C. Here's the deal, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be getting to your calls. We're going to check in with Caleb Park, Newsmax correspondent. He is outside the Capital One arena. He's been talking to folks all morning. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go right back to Washington. Newsmax correspondent Caleb Park is joining us. Caleb, where are you, and what's the mood like?
Hey, Todd, I am outside the Capital One arena where President Trump is having his inaugural parade. And there are, as you know, Todd, there's tens of thousands of people that have come to the nation's capital to witness the inauguration. And we switched up this year. It was inside. And so the parade's going to be happening inside. But right now, they're at capacity, 20,000 people. So there are tens of thousands of Trump supporters out here on the streets. We've got tons of MAGA swag here. I posted some on X. Some of it's not appropriate to mention on the radio. But just a lot of creative gear, a lot of supporters. I met some from across the country and around the world, you can imagine. Yeah, a lot of people are excited. And Trump will be here in less than 2 hours.
Yeah, we're watching the president right now. There is a gathering inside the Capitol. We understand Vice President J.D. Vance speaking, President Trump coming to the podium to share a few words, House Speaker Mike Johnson there as well. Caleb, I'm curious. I know you guys had the big Newsmax party last night, and, of course, tonight the big inaugural balls. Have you run into any celebrities in D.C.?
Oh, there were quite a few celebrities there last night. Yeah, we had Dr. Oz, Liz Truss was there. And, of course, you know, the best celebrities are the viewers and the listeners, and I got a chance to meet quite a few of them. We had a lot of congressmen, Senator Ted Cruz. So, yeah, there were. It was definitely a who's who last night, and it was great to see everybody, and we definitely enjoyed that. So that was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Caleb, we're going to let you get back to reporting duties, and we'll see you later tonight on our Newsmax show. Thanks, Caleb.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you. Happy Inauguration Day.
All right. Happy Inauguration Day. All right. Let's try to work in some calls here while we can. Oh, do we want to go to President Trump? All right. Let's go to President Trump.
Beautiful couple and unbelievable career. I just said to him, you are very upwardly mobile. Because he hasn't been doing it that long, but he picked it up so quickly. Remember, the first week was a little bit like the fake news was hitting him really hard. And I said, ooh, this may be tough. But after that, it was smooth sailing for him. He took on everybody. He took on the meanest. I don't want to use the word corrupt because we're into a new system. So let's wait till the corruption begins, because it will. But he took on some pretty mean people, and he handled it well. I want to also congratulate Mike Johnson for the job that he's doing. Steve, we gave him a majority of almost nothing. And then I said, to make it tougher on him, let me take two or three of the people, right? I said, he'll only have to suffer with that for about 3 months. How are they doing, by the way? Are they? Is that moving along?
Totally unified.
I said, do you mind if I take this one, that one, and a couple of others? He didn't mind. He can handle it. No, he's a man that's liked by everybody. I've never met a man like this. You've got two. How many is it, 219 or 220 or something? 220. And of the 220, 219 really like him. I noticed he got
okay, let me jump back in here as the president continues to speak. New York Times, their headline at this hour, Trump paints a grim picture of America in his inaugural address. Yes, the reason why it's grim is because Joe Biden nearly killed the country. Joe Biden nearly killed the republic. Yes, that's why we elected Donald J. Trump, to fix all of it. All right, let's go to Rich in Jackson, Tennessee. All right, Rich, what did you think about Trump's speech?
Greatest speech I've ever heard. I got teary there just for a second. I could tell you very quickly why. First of all, real quickly, I wish my mother, father, and a brother were alive. My father was a civil rightist. And to hear that speech and the black gentleman who... I'm telling you, the greatest speech I've ever heard. And then I look back at Obama's speech when he first ran, and my father got teary-eyed because he thought Obama was going to be like a new little Martin MLK. I'm this proudest American, and I was trying to search for...
Well, Rich, let me hop in here because we're coming up on a break here, but I think we got the gist of it, and we certainly appreciate you calling in. And we want to hear from all of you folks. What did you think about President Trump's speech? Are you optimistic about the future of this country? You know, it's interesting. There is a brand new poll out from CBS News, and the demographic most optimistic is Generation Z, ladies and gentlemen. So your kids, your grandkids, they're the ones who are more excited about what's happening in this country. 901-260-5926 is our number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, there's a little controversy over seating arrangements at the inauguration today. It turns out that the governors, Republican governors, were actually not allowed inside the Capitol Rotunda to make room for the tech billionaires. This is from Mediaite. Also, they had to make room for some of the Fox News Channel hosts. So Glenn Youngkin, Mike Braun, Governor Tate Reeves, Carrie Lake, Connecticut governor, well, let's see, several other, well, all the governors were sent to the Emancipation Hall overflow area. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's reporter noted that Governor Kemp was sent to the overflow room, while Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and other tech CEOs and big-dollar donors were given seats inside the rotunda. Jeff Bezos was there. Oh, who was the gal pal, Dieter, that Bezos was with?
Oh, that's his new wife, Lauren Sanchez.
She was. Does she know that it's inappropriate just to wear a bra? You should typically put something over the bra if you're going to, you know, attend.
Not if you're Lauren Sanchez.
Why is that?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, she was actually at Joe Biden's White House. Remember that? And Lauren Sanchez basically wore nothing. And it made a ton of headlines. So it's kind of, you know, mojo. That's her thing.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you for that, that update. Let's go to Liz Peek. She is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Fox News contributor. Liz, good to have you with us. What'd you think about the president's remarks?
I thought they were outstanding. I'm very happy he stuck to his script. I think he said exactly what he needed to tell supporters and the country, that he wants to bring the country together. He wants to make America great again. All the stuff that sometimes gets lost in the footnotes and the asides, you know, that's what he talked about. And I thought it was terrific. Honestly, my heart sang, you know, watching the inauguration. I really feel like this is a tremendously positive day for our country. And, you know, I hope that an awful lot of people feel the same way. It's really notable to me that Democrats right now, their polling, which, you know, no one's paying attention to the Democrats, rightly so, but their polling's like the worst it's ever been. The party, honestly, is in disarray, and they don't know what to do. And you could sort of see it during the inauguration. And look, on the way out the door, Joe Biden kind of confirms all the stuff we've been talking about for 4 years about Biden family corruption by pardoning his entire family. So that news had barely hit when Donald Trump put his hand on the Bible. But you know what? I really, honestly, I think this is a great day for America. Get rid of these people who have been selling out our country and put in place somebody who truly does put America first. It's about time.
It is. And I think today's going to be a lot of fun for folks. So the president, we're understanding, he's going to be signing executive orders out the wazoo. And they actually, Liz, they've set up a table inside the Capital One Arena. And the rumors are that he's going to sit down at that table and he's going to be signing executive orders in front of the huge crowd.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of them are terrific. I think he is going to sign something, which, by the way, will end up in the courts. A lot of this stuff will. Basically, making birthright citizenship no longer the law of the land. I am totally in favor of that. That's a terrible law. Very few countries will still abide by it. We shouldn't abide by it. Good for him. I also love the idea, and I hope this is a true thing, that he's going to take away the security clearances from all the people who signed that letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Because, you know, the American people want accountability. We don't want to put Joe Biden in jail, but by gosh, these people should be given a slap on the wrist for lying to the American people. There should be some penalty for lying to the American people. There really hasn't been. So good for him. I hope they get a lot of stuff done in the next few weeks because he's riding high. His popularity has never been better. And he needs to use that capital to get stuff done. And I think he will.
Yeah, it was fascinating to see the orders coming out early this morning. President Biden giving the pardons to General Milley and Dr. Fauci, Liz yeah. Cheney, the J6 committee. Everybody was still sporting over that, and he was getting some blowback even in some of the mainstream media. And then about 20 minutes before the inauguration ceremony, they dropped the bomb, and you know he pardons the whole family crime syndicate.
Yeah. And you have to say, okay, if the family did nothing wrong, why are they all on that list? Why
right.
Would you pardon your family if you were in a position to do it? I wouldn't. My family's done nothing wrong. Neither has yours. So you do kind of say, and by the way, I think this sort of boogeyman that they conjured up, that the Trump cabinet and the Trump White House is going to go after their enemies list, it's all baloney. They're not going to do that. If indeed Kash Patel, as head of the FBI, finds out that there were people undermining the government and undermining the rule of law, they should go after those people. And I think, look, Liz Cheney, did she actually try to turn a witness? Did she tamper with witness in the lead up to the impeachment hearings? I don't know, but that's fair game. If she did that, you know, fine, Biden can pardon her. But man, what a stain on her reputation!
Yeah, yes, and there's a lot to unravel here from the economic side. Curious, what you think about is it Scott Bessent and the Treasury Secretary? He is really getting a lot of accolades lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Scott Bessent, who I know, is a great guy, very smart, very capable. Very sound, and also very much on the Trump team. He has, I think, already proved his worth in terms of being able to articulate and, if you will, translate Trump's tariff designs for the investing public. You really don't want Wall Street to kind of fall apart here as, you know, Trump gets going, right? I mean, I know everybody doesn't want to be seen catering to Wall Street interests and so forth, but one of the things that really did help Donald Trump in the first 4 years, in his first 4 years, was that the stock market did well. People made money in their IRAs, et cetera, and that kind of helped his popularity. So, look, there are a lot of things that he's laid out that he wants to do. Deregulation, probably the most universally popular. And by the way, I saw already there have been 3 lawsuits filed against the Doge. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Progressive groups. So they're on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of the American people. So my view is keep that up, remind voters just how hateful Democrats can be, but also how kind of contrary to the will of the people, because people really want this stuff to go forward. They know our federal government is bloated, it is inefficient, et cetera. Let's see it happen. And to have people just throwing a spanner in the works right away, so stupid, I think. But anyway, Scott Bessent, I think, is a great choice, and I think he's going to do well, again, sort of navigating the desires to have tariffs out there, but also keep costs under control for the American people.
As you and I were chatting here, Liz, I got my very first official email from the White House, the Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, sending out a pretty lengthy item on what they plan to do, these America First priorities. And it covers everything. And I couldn't help but chuckle. But one of the notes is the president will establish male and female as biological reality.
Protect.
I mean, who would have thought that we would have to do something like that in modern American history?
But it's a real heads up that one of the things that Democrats did in the last 4 years is they just went crazy, right? They kind of went to extremes trying to convince the American people that men can have babies, or trying to convince the American people that locking up criminals is not a way to provide for security, but rather letting them out on the street is really a safer measure. Come on. I mean, Americans aren't that stupid. We get it. That men can't have babies, and the criminals in jail aren't going to be recidivists because they're in jail. So I just think on so many fronts, the progressive wing of the party ruled the roost, and it was a huge mistake by moderate Democrats across the board to allow that to happen. very, very stupid, because now they are truly in political purgatory, and they deserve it 100%.
All right. Well, Liz, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your great analysis. We're going to have a lot to talk about over the next, couple of weeks. Oh, my goodness.
I agree.
All right, Liz, thanks a lot now.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
All right. The great Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and a great writer, by the way. A lot of people, there's a lot of scuttlebutt, by the way, speaking of Doge, about Vivek Ramaswamy, and we're trying to nail down the administration on the whereabouts of Vivek Ramaswamy and whether or not he will in fact be a part of Doge. Over the weekend, there have been some reports that Elon was in and Ramaswamy was out. So we'll keep you updated on that. By the way, the Trump administration, this just in from CNN, the Trump administration has just shut down the Border Patrol One app that allows illegals to enter the country. So again, the CBP One app, the border app, has now been shut down. Are you having fun yet, folks? I'm telling you, you better get a nap in when you can, because we're going to be fast and furious here. And there is a lot that's going to happen today. President Trump is righting a lot of wrongs just on day one. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I have to tell you about something that is wonderful. You know, Mike Lindell is in D.C. for the big event. And Mike is celebrating the inauguration over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. And one of the interesting things they have, you know, Mike has all sorts of brand new products. Many of you have the pillows and the bed sheets, and we love them, the slippers. But do you have a My Cross? It is an absolutely beautiful necklace that's been designed by Mike Lindell. For men or women, you can wear it around your neck and use that as a symbol of your faith. It's called My Cross, the My Cross necklace. With my promo code, you're going to save 30%. It is an inauguration special. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes to check out not only the My Cross, but all of his wonderful products. You're going to be able to get them at extreme discounts, including the awesome pet blankets, the doggy beds, and my favorite, the My Slippers. It's cold here in Memphis, and I love the My Slippers. Go check them out, MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, we're getting some intel here on another commutation from President Biden. We understand that the former president, ex-president, before he left office, commuted the sentence of two men who shot and killed a Virginia police officer back in the 1990s. And also, we're getting word that Biden commuted the sentence for a man who killed at least, we believe, two FBI agents. That happened back in 1975. Folks, I'm telling you, Joe Biden, and first of all, can we all agree here? Biden didn't do this. Whoever it was that was responsible for signing his name is the one responsible. But this is disgusting that they're letting all of these very bad, evil people out of prison. Dieter, I understand we have some news at the border. What's going on down at the border?
There is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth is what we can report. And it is over the closure of this free app. It was an app that one could download, and it's the CBP One app after it was canceled. All of the people that were using this app to get into our country from Mexico found out just moments ago that those plans are no longer. Now, and they are weeping. And I wonder if it's actually true, because they are sending now every reporter from the New York Times to the Washington Post down there.
I told you that was going to happen last week, right? I predicted this.
The question is, are they staged or are these actual people? It's probably actual people that are finding out that there's a new sheriff in town, but the media is salivating with these reports.
No doubt.
Please, senor, please. My name is Consuela.
Exactly.
I want to mop your floor.
No, Consuela. Go back home.
And where was the reporting by the Washington Post? Because they have a reporter down there that's taking videos of all of this. Where were these reporters when you had, I don't know, 10,000 young men storming the border. Where was your reporter? They're now down there. And they are shoving their cameras and microphones into the faces of these old people and these children.
Consuela's going to become she'll be like the poster child of the movement.
It's already starting. It's already, the resistance has just begun.
I love America. I love it. Please, my name is Consuela.
No, wait your turn, Grandma. You've got to wait your turn. You cannot cheat using the app.
Let's go to Kelly, and thank you for that, Ben Teeter. Let's go to Kelly in Ripley, Tennessee. Wants to weigh in on these pardons. Hi, Kelly. What's on your mind?
I heard that moments before Biden came into the rotunda that he signed pardons for his entire family.
Yes, ma'am. The entire crime syndicate. Yes.
My question is, around 6 months or so ago, the Democrats, because Trump had said something about pardoning those participants in January 6th, and the Democrats went crazy saying that if anybody accepted the pardon, that was an admission of guilt. So does that mean that if Biden's family accepts this pardon, it's an admission of guilt?
Yeah, Kelly, it's a great question. You're absolutely right. The Justice Department, this was back in December, when they got word that Trump may issue the pardons, and they said, if you do, this is an admission of your guilt. So, Kelly, the question is, if that's the way it's going to be for the J6 defendants, doesn't that have to be the way it is for Biden and his family?
Bingo.
That's it. That's it. All right, Kelly, thank you for that call. Let's go to Luke in Georgia. Luke, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I will tell you, Donald Trump nailed it in his speech. He talked from the border all the way to his assassination and the people in North Carolina. He told them off. He told Joe Biden off. He told Kamala Harris off and all the Democrats that did all this illegal stuff to him. Thank you, Donald Trump, for sticking up for us. That's what I'm going to say. And I want to say, Carrie Underwood, something happened to that music, but she nailed it. And thank you, Carrie Underwood, for not crashing under pressure. We have some great people that we have got in our office right now. Thank you, God. That's all I want to say, Todd.
Amen. Well, thank you for that call. Wow, fast and furious. Also getting this in from CBS News. We understand that Andrew Jackson's portrait has been put back up on the wall in the Oval Office. The Reagan rug, that's the floor covering that Reagan used and Trump used, is back. We also understand that, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff happening in the Oval Office right now, but they had to partially disassemble the Resolute desk to get the rug in there. So we got Reagan's rug, and we've got Andrew Jackson back. Ladies and gentlemen, are you feeling good? I'm telling you, Donald Trump, when you go back, and we're going to post the transcript of the speech over on ToddStearns.com. Donald Trump was very hopeful. He was very optimistic. But he tore Joe Biden, every Democrat in that room, a brand new one. Because he placed all of the blame on what's happening in this country exactly where it belongs. And I am telling you, it is going to be a great day to be an American. All right, we're going to take your calls. I see Patty calling in. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to you. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Happy Inauguration Day, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And Creed, for American citizens, January 20th, 2025, is Liberation Day.
Freedom! Oh, hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes here, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy Inauguration Day to you. Folks, are you having fun yet? I mean, there's all sorts of stuff happening. We understand that Joe and Kamala have left the building. You got illegals weeping at the border. You've got Republicans celebrating up on Capitol Hill. All is well with the world. Welcome, everybody, to this special inauguration edition of the program. We're going to be taking your calls, your reaction to President Trump's speech. Are you excited about the next 4 years in American history? Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We've got some great guests coming up this hour. Our good buddy Jeffrey Lord is going to be here. Troy Miller from the National Religious Broadcasters. But right now, I want to work in some phone calls. And let's start in Memphis, Tennessee. James, listening to us on KWAM. James, what's your take on President Trump?
I am very happy that he's reelected. He will make America great again. He's the best president that we ever had and ever will have. The next 4 years, we're going to celebrate tonight on President Trump's inauguration. He's a great man. Mud was slung left and right on his name. They tried to break him down. They tried to accuse him of false things. We are, as Americans, glad that he's going to put up the fence at the border. Those illegal aliens need to go back home because the United States cannot take care of people that's not legal. And we refuse to give them food stamps, checks, and apartments and hotels because you're taking from the American people. Trump going to make sure, President Trump is going to make sure the American people are treated right. He's a business president and not a politician. Thank God for President Trump.
James, I'm just so excited that you're excited. You got me even more excited than I was.
I'm a Trump man. I voted for him the first time. I voted for him this time. I'm going to vote for him again if he want to run again. I am on his ballot. I am on his ticket.
I love it. James, God bless you. And you're right. Trump is back, and he is back in a big way. We've got some breaking news coming now from El Paso. We can now report, this is coming from Fox News, the port of entry in El Paso has now been shut down. So nobody's coming in. It doesn't matter if you're legal or not. Nobody's coming in. The port of entry in El Paso, it's now been shut down, and that happened the moment after President Trump was sworn into office. Ben Dieter, I am telling you, I'm not sure the mainstream media is ready for what's about to happen in this country. Let's go to the phone lines here. Patty, listening to us on WSIC. So, Patty, is it true you went to the rally yesterday?
Yes, and I'm telling you, it was great. It was great. I'm telling you, there's so much, Todd. You would think I was celebrating my 50th, 60th, 70th. I don't care. I've got many birthdays, but I'm going to tell you something. I am so happy today. I am so happy. You know, have you seen, did you see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sitting there? It was pitiful.
She looked so, she was in such a bad mood. She wished you could have been, and you got to fake it, right? I mean, that's, if you're a, look at Bill and Hillary. They didn't want to be there, but you know what? You suck it up and you.
You know, all Bill was saying, Melania, I love you, Melania.
Oh, they kept her, they kept him far away from her. Did she not look stunning?
She is. I got to admit, I'm going to tell you something. That woman is the most beautiful woman on this earth. She's beautiful, and she's classy. The whole family is classy. The Bidens, no class if you hit them in there, you know where.
No class if you hit them. Oh, yeah, there's a rhyme there, but you know, we're trying to be family friendly. And it's inauguration day. Hey, Patty, so you were there. Did you see at the very end, nobody knew what was going to happen. But then all of a sudden.
And then all of a sudden, here comes.
They came out. Village people.
The village people. And you want to know something? The place went nuts. I'm telling you. And he's dancing. I got to say something. The Lord is going to keep this country going. The Lord saved him on July 13th, and the Lord is with him now.
Let me say something. Last night, watching President Trump, and he was dancing with the village people, and I'm thinking to myself, here is a man who is living his best life. Donald Trump is having the time of his life. And I know there are all these people out there. And Patty, they're saying, oh, he just hates the gay people. He just hates them. For God's sakes, the man was up there dancing with a guy in leather chaps for crying out loud. He loves the gays.
You know what? And look at Scott. Look at Bessett. Look at Scott Bessett.
Oh, Bessett.
I mean, the guy is the smartest man. He's a gay man. He's got two children with a gay man. Stop with that. You know what? They're still keeping it up, Todd, and they're going to keep on
just
losing.
Keep it up. You know what? Just keep it up. And people are starting to clue in. I don't know who the comedy writers are over at SNL, but they tore MSDNC a new one over the weekend. One of the funniest things that I've ever seen. But I think people are finally finding the boldness and the courage to stand up and speak out. Patty, I'm so glad that you're able to go to that rally. It was quite the scene, and I have to imagine that today is going to be the same thing as we had that
so
big inaugural parade.
I am so happy. I love you. I am so happy right now.
All right, Patty, good to hear from you. How about that? So Patty from North Carolina, one of the folks at the rally. You know, we had a huge contingent from Memphis go up, and I was listening to Ben Dieter interview some of these folks on the morning show, and one of them, Shelley, who is a member of a large conservative women's group here. And so they waited, what was it, Ben, 8 hours?
8 hours.
In the snow.
Memphians don't do that.
No, we don't do snow.
No. 8 hours, and you had thousands of people, Todd. They waited in even longer than that, and they did not even get in. But it didn't matter. I was told by a lot of folks that went to the Capital One Arena to see the president last night, everybody was in a good mood. Everybody was happy to be there.
It was a joyful thing. And the interview you did with Shelley Ching, from one of our great conservative women here in the Memphis area, she said that she was wanting, excuse me, she wanted to go back today, but she thought, you know what? We got to go there last night. Let's give up our seats for somebody else. And yeah. I thought, you know what? That is such a noble thing to do. But, you know, I think a lot of people were disappointed. I will say this. The weather was spectacular in Washington today. It is colder in Memphis than it is in D.C. today. And this, whatever the reason was, it wasn't the weather. And there's a lot of reporting out there that there are a lot of security concerns. And so far, through God's grace, there have not been any incidents. But one of the big concerns was the Secret Service was going to have a zero tolerance policy. And what that meant was if you try to climb up on a fence, they shoot first and ask questions later. And a lot of law enforcement groups, as many as a dozen that we know of in the D.C. area, refused to help out because they didn't want to be a part of that. Mm. So there was a lot more going on behind the scenes than the weather. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Ben Dieter, what in the world? So, you know, we're talking about the inauguration, right? So you should at least wear some pants and wear some clothes. And you had your senator from Pennsylvania, Fetterman, shows up in cargo shorts and a hoodie. It's like, what, 14 degrees outside, and the guy's showing up in shorts and a hoodie for the inauguration.
I've been told that that is what the Tsar of Greenland is supposed to wear, because I guess Fetterman wants to be, what is it, the Pope of Greenland? He's going to need some snow pants if he is to be the Pope of Greenland.
And the other big story now, apparently Mark Zuckerberg's in trouble. The guy who, you know, created Facebook, he was photographed staring at the bosom of Jeff Bezos's, is it the gal pal? Are they married? What's
they're married.
The relationship?
They're married. And typically they're hanging, Lauren Sanchez, typically she's hanging out on a yacht or with the ladies of The View. She just wrote a new book. I mean, she is the epitome of Hollywood meets big tech, meets, well, let's just say big everything hanging out. And so there's a viral photo now making the rounds of Mark Zuckerberg. He's supposed to be looking at his buddy, which would have been Jeff Bezos, but he wasn't looking at Jeff Bezos.
He was looking at two buddies.
That's what the eyes up here, Mark. Eyes up here, but his eyes were not.
Well, the Daily Mail reports, and they describe her outfit. By the way, this woman, she's 55 years old. She should be wearing clothes. And according to the Daily Mail, she was wearing a white lace lingerie.
Yeah.
That's what she wore.
She wore lingerie to the inauguration.
Who does that? And by the way, why are all those people up there? That's what I'd like to know. Why are those people up there? I still don't trust Zuckerberg. I don't trust any of them.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone. It just seems to me, and ladies of the Todd Stearns Radio Show audience, you would know. I mean, you look at beautiful Melania Trump, looks stunning. And then you have Usha of Mrs. Vance, and she just looks amazing as well. Even Oscar De La Renta. Somebody was wearing Oscar De La Renta. I don't know which one. They're all dresses to me. I mean, they could get those at TJ Maxx for all I know. But anyway, Oscar De La Renta was like bragging, boasting about outfitting one of the first couple or the second couple, and they're all very happy about it. So, my, how times have changed.
It's really a bad look. It's not reading the room. This is Washington. This is not the red carpet in Los Angeles.
Forget that. I mean, you would want to see that at like Applebee's after hours. I mean, maybe down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm surprised, you know, as she was walking in, people didn't like throw dollar bills or something.
Well, the craziest thing, here's the new Republican Party, Todd. At all the balls and all the swanky galas, Lauren Sanchez, and you've got Jeff Bezos, which would be her husband. They were seen with Judge Jeanine. It was the craziest photo. So you've got Judge Jeanine, you've got Laura Ingraham, and they're modestly dressed, like they're modest ladies. And then you've got Lauren Sanchez stuck in between them, and it was all hanging out. I'm like, again, what world are we living? You've got Judge Jeanine and then this Lauren over here.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies of the Todd Stearns audience, should there be some sort of a proper protocol when it comes to dress at events like this?
This is why I'm being told they had to move the inauguration indoors, Todd, because of women wearing lingerie to the inauguration.
She would have called it a chill. Yeah, she would have. It's a little, a little brisk. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Ty, it wasn't just Basil that was wandering. Take a look at Biden with Carrie Underwood. You want to get a good laugh, watch his eyes. I've been having an incredible week. Tomorrow's my birthday. We've got college football tonight. Trump just got inaugurated. Martin Luther King's birthday is today. So I've got Cool and the Gang cranked up with celebration for Trump. And for Biden and Harris, I got the na, 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 hey, hey. And that song's going. And
wow.
Another thing, Trump to invite your top listeners to the White House for dinner along with you. Because he went through, I say we all fly in and we have dinner with him, because you've got some incredible listeners that called into your show and went through the pain that Trump went through. So that's just another suggestion I'm throwing out there.
You know, Mark, one of the things, and there are a lot of folks in this time slot, we have a lot of national talk radio hosts, noon to 3 Eastern. Everybody wants to be the next Rush Limbaugh. We just want to be us. But I can tell you this, a lot of those folks in that noon to 3 time slot are brand new Trump disciples. They were bashing Trump. They were whining and dining DeSantis. And nothing wrong with DeSantis. I like DeSantis. But the reality is, this was Donald Trump's race. And I'm proud to say that we were with Trump from day one. And we have not wavered. And I appreciate you, Mark, and all of our great listeners, because you guys have been among the faithful. You've been on the front lines of the fight. And now we get a day to celebrate.
And you're welcome. And you too for all that you do. I'm glad that Trump didn't get in the last 4 years, because it really showed this country what this administration was capable of doing, this and destroying it. I think if Trump had stayed in for another 4 years, if Obama got in there and slow implemented these radical changes over these years, they would have got in for another 4 years. So I'm glad Trump didn't get in, and I'm glad that he waited, and he got it. Well, he didn't wait, but he got in for these 4 years because it showed the country exactly what
we needed we needed to be able to show the country, okay, here's what's going to happen. If you unleash these morons, this is what's going to happen. And not only did it happen, I think it's worse than anybody imagined. So, Mark, I got to run, my friend. Thank you for that call. And it's true. The country is, we have so many dumpster fires burning across this country right now. So many. And to Mark's point, if Trump had been in his second term, we would probably be looking at a Democrat president now. So I think Trump is setting up what could be a generational shift in politics. There's a great survey out from CBS News. We have the story up at toddstearns.com. And an overwhelming number of Gen Zers say they are optimistic about a Trump presidency. I mean, it's really shocking when you look at the numbers. 67% of 18 to 29-year-olds are optimistic about Donald Trump. And that's one of the reasons why he won with such large numbers, is that age demographic actually got out and voted, but they didn't vote for the Democrats. They actually voted for Donald Trump. It's going to be a great day in America, I am telling you. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I want to share this with you. President Trump mentioned this in his address, but he's signing orders today to rename the Gulf of Mexico and Mount Denali. So Mount Denali was originally named for William McKinley, who was assassinated, and it will once again be known as Mount McKinley, and the entire Gulf of Mexico has now officially been renamed as the Gulf of America. So many folks around the country are going to have brand new vacation destinations to go to. That's going to be a lot of fun. So can't wait to head on down to the Redneck Riviera on the Gulf of America. May have to redo a couple of Jimmy Buffett songs, but we'll make it work. All right, folks, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show on Inauguration Day across America.
God, we're asking you not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill in Mississippi, from every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet. And when we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up that day where all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, will be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank you, God Almighty. We are free at last. If you believe what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, put your hands together and give your great God great glory.
Yeah, wow. All right, that was Reverend Lorenzo Sewell, who is from Detroit, Michigan, and delivering. He was the next to the last prayer. You know who I felt sorry for, Ben Dieter? I felt bad for the rabbi who came after that.
Let us pray, please.
I mean, it was just, how do you follow that? If I were the rabbi, I would have just walked up there and said, yeah, what he said. Just.
I mean, you were reporting, weren't they supposed to have an imam?
Yes.
And where did he go? That's the question. Because yeah. They were checking all the boxes, all the religions.
Yeah, he got sidelined.
Let's so just say they were running the tight on the schedule.
The pro-Hamas imam, yes. He was AWOL. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, joins us. And Troy, it was certainly fun to see a lot of folks like Pastor Robert Jeffress, You had Jack Graham from Prestonwood, of course, Franklin Graham. Lots of involvement from NRB members.
Lots of involvement, Todd. It's good to be with you today. It's a great day for America and for our country and for all of us who hold our faith dear to us and important for us to exercise in the public square.
You know, Troy, it really is a new day, and a lot of the executive orders coming out are going to be fast and furious. One in particular, I know that you guys have been pretty passionate about these attacks on biological women, and the administration coming out and saying, you know what, under our administration, a man is a man, a woman is a woman.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, in one sense, it's sad that, you know, the President of the United States has to make a declaration like that. But look, I'm also, at the same time, as you said, we were so happy that this president and now the entire federal government will have to recognize that truth that God set down in creation, in the creation order itself.
Troy, what are some things that you guys are concerned about as an organization?
Well, I mean, we're very hopeful and you know, have great expectations coming out of this next administration. He's appointed a number of very strong Christians to very key positions within the State Department, within the Federal Communications Commission, the FTC, just across government education. We're just very hopeful that there's a group out there that really, again, holds faith and beliefs and the personal rights of individuals across this country to believe the way they want to. And so that's very encouraging to us, because this last government, you know, administration really weaponized the government against people of faith. FBI raids on people, you know, you name it. It was out there, the lawfare against people of faith. So we're very excited about the things that we think we can accomplish and move forward.
And, of course, you guys were very instrumental in the fight for AM radio and protecting the AM radio dial in all the new cars that are being made.
That's right. You know, the president, when he spoke as a candidate last year at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in February, he laid out his support for AM radio. And really, Todd, if you go back and listen to that speech, he laid out his support for religious communicators and religious broadcasters, even beyond AM radio. But AM radio was a key promise that he made, and we really think that this Congress is going to take that out very soon, and we're going to see the AM radio protections be codified into law.
Troy, I'm curious, are you in D.C.? Have you been to any of the events?
Yes, we're in D.C. We've been in D.C. since Friday. We've attended a number of celebratory parties and balls and things that are going on. We didn't attend the rally because the line was enormous. But, you know, Todd, one of the things I'll tell you, the people here, we've talked to people all over the city walking around, are just so excited and so happy, and everybody's just jovial. Even my Uber driver the other day, who is a Afghan refugee who made it to America after the fall of Kabul, he said to me, I really believe that President Trump is going to end the senseless wars around this country and stop funding terrorism. His family was still in Kabul, and he talked about the millions of dollars going to the Taliban there. And here's this refugee, and he was so excited that President Trump, a president who has will command through strength, but has the feet, as the scripture tells us, is the feet that are headed toward peace.
Well said. Well, Troy, we appreciate you joining us on our breaking news coverage today, and certainly an exciting time, especially for people of faith who have come under attack, have been under attack. And I know that there's been a lot of focus on the J6 protesters and whether or not they will get pardons. Troy, I certainly hope that the president will also take in consideration all the grandmas that were arrested, the pro-life grandmas, and others that are arrested simply for praying outside abortion clinics.
That's right, Todd. That's right. We are pursuing that through the administration itself to let them know that. I hope he takes them into consideration. Many of them who were unjustly, sentenced under the last administration. So that's a great point, Todd. Thank you for bringing that up.
All right, Troy Miller. Troy, good hearing from you. I know we'll hopefully be seeing you in Dallas at the big NRB convention coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's right. We're coming up in Dallas the 24th through the 27th at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas. So if you or anybody out there, you know, is interested in being a Christian communicator, getting out there, that's pretty much everybody who has a social media page today. This is the place to find out what's going on in the innovation media and how to be a better communicator and how to help get the gospel, which is the only thing that's going to really change hearts and minds of people, get the gospel out there and around the country and around the world.
All right, Troy. God bless. Stay warm up there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Stay warm. Thanks, Todd, for having me today.
Troy Miller, president of National Religious Broadcasters, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Wow, it's going to be a lot of fun over in Dallas. By the way, have you heard what's about to happen? Ben Dieter, you'll love this. I know you're from Pennsylvania. You're used to snow. There is a major snowstorm unfolding over the next couple of days across the deep south. They don't get snow down there, like Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. They're expecting as much as, in some places, as much as a foot of snow. It's unbelievable.
Climate change, I'm telling you.
So please, go stand in the corner.
Yeah, it's doing the opposite. Now I believe in climate change, except it's the other way around. Instead of global warming, it's going cold.
It's
sorry, is that not climate change?
No, it's called winter. It's called winter. So here's the thing. They're trying to figure out what you do in Houston because it's one of the largest cities in America and they don't have any snow plows. So the official orders came out yesterday. This is how they're going to handle the snowstorm. They're telling people we're going to wait for it to melt. That's the plan. Don't go anywhere until the snow melts. That's it. Sounds like a pretty good plan to me, I reckon. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, what's going on? All right, Connor. All right, well, let's go to Doug in Illinois. Hey, Doug, what's going on? Well, I think we may have an issue with our phone lines here, guys. We're going to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show today, Inauguration Day. We have a lot of stories up on ToddStearns.com. Would encourage you to go and check those out. All right, we're going to try to see if we've worked out the phone glitch. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, are you there?
I am here, my friend, and happy Inauguration Day.
Connor, happy Inauguration Day. What's your take on Trump's speech today?
You know, I thought it was an incredible speech. I thought really everything he mentioned in there is really just what America needs to hear right now. I mean, we have a country right now that's basically had a complete collapse over the last 4 years. But we know right now we have the best man for the job to bring it back and, you know, literally better than it's ever been.
I mean, you're a millennial now. You're an old guy. what's your take on these youngsters, Gen Zers? 67% of them say, you know what? We're pretty darn optimistic about President Trump and his presidency.
You know, I think they're waking up. I think really they've lived through the past 4 years and starting to kind of understand what it's like to manage money and live in a country under Democrat rule. And I think they're waking up to reality and really kind of joining the Republican Party. I think it's about time.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What are you hoping to see? What's the big thing for you that you want to see President Trump do?
You know, there's so many. I would say the economy and the border are my two core ones. We need to get it under control. The border situation is just unbelievable. I never honestly would have thought that we could be seeing the types of things with migration and shelters and all this other kind of nonsense we've been seeing around the country. We need to get those as priority A.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. There are so many things, but the most important to me is securing the border and sending these people back to where they came from. I'm sick and tired of it. And I think the American people are sick and tired. And I think a lot of folks in places like Chicago, they saw as a result of DeSantis and Greg Abbott sending those illegals to their communities that ultimately this was impacting all of us.
You know, I'll tell you, we need to put for every single one of them FedEx return to sender. You know, we need to take care of our own country first before we deal with anything like that in terms of migration. But one other thing I will say, Todd, on this matter is Trump would not have been elected if it weren't for your show and the viewers of this audience. I mean, those are really the core movements behind the president's return to office, and just keep up the great work.
Well, thank you for saying that, Connor. And it really is you guys more than me. You know, you may agree or disagree with what I have to say, but at least you know where I stand on things. And I don't stick my thumb out and see which way the wind is blowing. I have a set of beliefs and I stick to it. And I hope people respect that. And I think we've sort of established who we are over these years. But honestly, it's our audience. You guys, Connor, you and so many of other great listeners. You've been faithful to the cause and the message, and this is a reason that we have to celebrate. And I really do believe that Trump is going to usher in this golden age in the United States of America. Connor, good hearing from you, my friend, and thank you for calling in. You know, Ben, there's a protest underway on the Washington Mall. And in 2017, it was wall-to-wall pink hat people. Over the weekend, you had thousands of these childless cat women with the pink hats, and they were out marching in D.C., nowhere near the numbers that they had in 2017. And so now they're out there on the Washington Mall, and our friends over at Daily Caller have a reporter out. There may be a couple of dozen. They've erected a guillotine.
Oh, nice.
And this is a pro-Palestinian bunch, and here's what gets me. They've got some, looks to me like, pronouns unclear, but they're holding an LGBT flag, right? And they're very close to the guillotine. And I'm thinking, you know what, LGBT person, you might want to just take a few steps away because, you know, they behead the gay people over in those countries.
Yeah, the Gazans. The Gazans do.
You know, Muslims.
Yeah.
They don't like the...
it's so tone deaf. They're ignorant and they're out of touch. But finally, they're irrelevant. You know, these people used to be a little bit more relevant. I hate to say that. They're dumb and they are no longer in style. They're expired like moldy bread. Woke is dead. And so these people need to go home. Go to your mom. Go to your daddy down in the basement and zip it.
So there are people, though, that are struggling. And, you know, here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show, we're a compassionate people. Are we not, Ben Dieter? We're compassionate.
Only on Mondays.
Okay. Thank you. Well, today we're compassionate. And let's just get real for a moment. There are a number of soy boy snowflakes and magenta-haired feminazis, and they're searching for ways to cope. They are in a tragic spot right now, mentally speaking. And so there are a number of organizations out there offering coping mechanisms, you know, helping folks who are very fragile. Mm. And one of the things that they're doing, Ben, is called forest bathing, which you brought up on your morning show a few days ago. And I was really intrigued by this, so I did some research into it. And I know it sounds a little dirty, but it turns out, I mean, it's a real thing. It's some sort of a Japanese, like, coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. One of the therapists said that you're going to feel humbled. And talking about forest bathing, and it's Time Magazine did a big story on this, and they said they're all science-backed. And they're helping people cope with their sense of hopelessness about the return of the age of common sense values and God-given pronouns. You know, we're going back to, you know, mm-hmm. he and she again. So anyway, they're recommending that particular thing.
I support it. I support it, and here's why. These people haven't seen a bath in ages. They don't bathe. They all smell. So I don't know if forest bathing is the closest thing to bathing they'll get this year. They need to do this.
I don't know about it. I'm not sure I'm ready to see a buck naked communist in the woods getting, you know, lathering up in the azalea bushes.
How are the ladies on The View doing? Have we touched base with them?
Can we do a wellness check on that?
Genuinely. Joy Reid, I've heard that Joy Reid is spiraling out of control, and she specifically had an issue with the black pastor you played coming back from break, the 35. Traitor to this country, she said. She's not doing well.
Can we get back to the forest bathing for a moment? Because, you know, we're in the middle of the onset of the new ecosexual movement, which is why you need to be very careful. If somebody says they're a tree hugger, you might want to go check on your bushes. Because there's no telling what, you know, and when one of these innocent forest baths could turn into some sort of a national sex scandal. And I don't think we're ready for a tree too movement here in this country. I really don't. But anyway, they're very concerned about you guys, you leftists out there. Time Magazine is also suggesting that you might consider making a vision board or maybe journaling, or they even suggest dancing, Ben Dieter, and I would recommend maybe, I don't know, an interpretive pole dance set to some sort of a lesbian power anthem.
I've heard that Tim Wallace is giving dancing lessons.
Oh, God.
I'm serious.
Or maybe just pull up a bathtub and fill it with collard greens and just soak yourself. Drink a bottle of Josh. maybe that's one way to cope.
Journal entry 2025. Project 2025. Just put that at the top of the journal.
But as for me and my house, Ben Dieter, we are celebrating because the golden age of American history has officially commenced. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking all about it tomorrow. And tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Watch live on Newsmax.com. Get out there and be good, America.